Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, why don't you just start by getting us up to speed on prices?
Well, there hasn't been much change in your harvest delivered prices. You've got wheat at $6.97. That's 12 cents under your July contract. Corn is at $5.76. That's 15 cents below the December corn contract. Sorghum at $6.56. That's 65 cents over that December corn contract. And soybeans at $13.02, that's 70 cents under the November soybean futures contract. So the prices are relatively good. They've been up a little bit over the last week, but basically flat over the last few weeks.
Let's talk about how harvest prices compare to current prices, starting with wheat.
Well, if you look at wheat, there's not much difference. You got about 9 cents with the harvest price, 9 cents over the cash price. They're both being bid off that July contract, so you wouldn't expect much difference there.
And then what about corn?
Well, if you look at corn and soybeans, they're significantly, the current cash prices are significantly higher than your forward contract prices. You look at corn, current cash or the futures contract is $6.96. That December contract is $5.90. In other words, your harvest price is $1.06 lower than the current price. You look at soybeans, the current, the July contract, $15.44, your November, $13.71, $1.73 difference. And that means that they look at stocks relatively tight now. They think things are going to loosen up as we get out to harvest. Also, the big chatter about these high prices, yes, they're high, but they're not as high as you get out to the harvest price. Now, significantly higher than they've been over the last few years, but harvest is not as good as current cash.
How does China fit into this market picture?
You look at their soybeans, they produce 4.2 billion bushels of soybeans. They use 7.2 billion. That means that they import 3 billion bushels of soybeans every year. Now, if you look at corn and wheat with China, they were self-sufficient in corn and wheat a few years ago. Now, they produce 10.3 billion bushels of corn and use 11.4. That means they've got to import 1.1 billion bushels of corn. You look at wheat, they produce 4.9 billion bushels. They use 5.5. They got to import, 600 million bushels of wheat. China, their economy's improving. Their diet is changing. They're eating more meat. They've got to have more grains. And so they're having to import more product.
And then what percentage of exports when it comes to soybeans and world grain picture are to China?
Well, if you look at wheat, it's 5% of the world's imports. Not much, but that's at the margin. That's new imports in the wheat market, so it's impacted our price. You look at corn, like I said, a couple years ago, they didn't import any corn. Right now, they're importing about 13% of the world's corn that's exported. You look at soybeans, they import 59% of the world's exported soybeans. So China is a big player in soybeans, a moderate player in corn, and a small player in wheat, but has a big impact on all three.
Speaking of impact, how high could prices go?
Oh, that's the $64,000 question. And most analysts are saying that prices could go on up, but if you look at the supply and demand situation and at what we're expected on in production, prices are probably near their top. So could they go higher? Yes, we're in a weather market. Something happens with the weather and we lose corn or soybeans anywhere, prices are going to go higher. The same with wheat. But right now, given the current situation, they should stabilize, maybe even go down a little bit.
And should producers take advantage of current prices?
Well, that's a question that each producer has to individually answer. However, if I hadn't taken advantage of any of these prices, I believe I'd be taking some.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We will see you next week.